I'm Carlette Christmas, and this is On Point Talk, the official OPT network. OPT brings you a fresh perspective on local and national issues. Our guests will encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time in business, community, social, health issues, and a lot more.
I am today's car buyer. I'm internet educated, double talk liberated. My credit is not suspect. My trade-in's not a reject. I don't need to negotiate, tolerate, or even hesitate. My goals are clear. I know what I want and what I want to pay. I refuse to be sidestepped, sidelined, or sideswiped by hidden charges and unexpected fees. I am today's car buyer, and I only deal with Walker. It's never been truer. When other dealers won't, Walker will.
Walker Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
They built our country, fought wars to defend our freedom. They have been called our greatest generation. Now, in this land of plenty they helped to create, many senior citizens in America go hungry. Sometimes they must choose between medicine, rent, or food. It is a choice they shouldn't have to make. The Food Bank of Central Louisiana's Adopt-a-Senior program serves more than 2,200 seniors each month. You can sponsor a senior for only $100 per year. Call the Food Bank or visit fbcinlaw.org. Together, we can end hunger.
The Food Bank of Central Louisiana is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Be Unique Hair Salon specializes in your total hair care needs, caring for the scalp and teaching every client how to maintain a head filled with healthy hair. At Be Unique Hair Salon, our stylists recognize each client's uniqueness and individuality that demonstrates your own personal swag. If you're looking for unique hair and unique hair experiences, Be Unique Hair Salon is located at 1771 Elliott Street, Suite B in Alexandria, Louisiana. Phone for an appointment Tuesday through Saturday, 318-442-7204. Be Unique Hair Salon, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk. On Sunday mornings, you can experience the transformational power of God's Word as Jerusalem Missionary Baptist Church serves God and the community. Become one with God and God's Word at Jerusalem Missionary Baptist Church, located at 736 Ducote Lane in Cottonport, Louisiana, under the leadership of Reverend Chris Augustine Sr. Jerusalem Missionary Baptist Church, where services are held every Sunday morning. Daryl's is an auto service specialist that you can trust and rely on. With over 35 years of experience, no repair is too large or too small. Daryl's Auto Service provides A to Z repairs on domestic and foreign vehicles. When it comes to service and repairs, Daryl's Auto Service is where customers feel safe, sending their family and friends. Daryl's Auto Service, member ASA. Daryl's Auto Service is conveniently located at 6304 Masonic Drive. The number to phone is 318-443-5741. Daryl's Auto Service, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Creating opportunities and leveling the playing field for all citizens are critical to ensuring Alexandria's social and economic sustainability. The City of Alexandria's Diversity in Action program was created to assist small, emerging, and minority and women-owned businesses by providing the resources and the network they need to become competitive and successful. Diversity in Action works with MBE, WBE businesses, coordinating businesses with startup, coaching, and entrepreneurial assistance such as capacity building, providing access to capital, and more. If you are an MBE, WBE business, Diversity in Action can assist your business through the Close the Gap mentoring program, designed to bridge the gap between potential failure and success, in a small emerging businesses program. Diversity in Action is a free service working with businesses removing obstacles to success for anyone who is willing to work hard and diligently. Get started today. 318-449-5107. That's 318-449-5107. Or go to www.diversityinaction.org.
Diversity in Action is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
It started out like a totally normal day.
I love you.
I mean, I guess I was a little sweaty, and I was definitely sore. I thought I had gas. Turns out, I was having a heart attack. Heart disease is the number one killer of American women. So now I take care of myself and tell the other women in my life to do the same. Make it your mission to save your life and the lives of the women you love. Find out more from the American Heart Association at goredforwomen.org.
On Point Talk is a proud sponsor of Go Red for Women and the Central Louisiana American Heart Association. Hello, everybody, and welcome. I'm Carlette Christmas. That's David Christmas. And if you're listening, you're on point. This is the official OPT Network. And our website, of course, is www.onpointcxmas.com. You can go to our website, click on, and listen live. It doesn't matter what part of the country you're in on this Wind Down Wednesday. If you're just getting your morning started, it's 7:37. Today, of course, is Wednesday, June 5th, and the week is winding down. We hope that your work day is off to a really good start. And if it isn't, you may need to just take a few seconds. Take a few seconds. Take a deep breath. Hold it. Breathe out. Find your center. Find that good, positive energy and begin to confess that today is going to be a good day, albeit a hot day. I think the heat is here, and we were talking about it last evening at the baseball park. I don't think we have too many more cool days that we can expect. It is humid and it is hot, and you can tell that it's about to get hotter. So I hope that you're dressed comfortably. I know I am. You really just don't know what to do. It's so hot and humid. But that can be aggravating during the course of the day. So just prepare yourself already and begin to confess some good, positive things about your day. Now, as always, as you're getting your morning started, we like to remind you that kids are out of school for the summer. And every day I see something that makes me want to remind myself and remind you that kids are out there, bicycles everywhere, kids playing, walking in and around various different neighborhoods throughout cities, really across America. And I believe that it is all of our responsibility to make sure that we remain vigilant throughout the day. And what I'm noticing, even in vehicles, and I'm noticing kids are doing this as well as they're walking on the streets, they're plugged in either with some type of headset or earplugs in their ear, listening to an iPhone or iPad music. And you know what? That could be a very dangerous combination. And I'm noticing that people in cars are doing the very same thing. And when you can't hear what's going on, you can't hear if a car is coming upon you, you can't hear what's going on. So we just want to encourage you this morning that you might want to especially share with your kids when they're walking on the streets. They don't need to be plugged into music. And it's not just not music at an average level. It's usually blaring music. So when things are happening, they're very much unaware. So just some things to be mindful about. We know that a lot of kids are in camp, but a lot of kids are at home and they're unattended. And we would like to remind you every morning that if you've got things that are going on in your community, if your church organization, like Christian Love Baptist Church, is putting on camps, and it's things that the community and the kids and families can get involved in, we'd like to share that with our listeners, because we know that so many parents are trying to figure out exactly what to do with their kids. And for some, it's challenging to put your kid in a camp every week. And so for some, it's every other week. For some, it's 1 week. Whatever it is, to try to keep those kids engaged, keep them off the streets, and just keep them involved in sort of activities that are going to hopefully enlighten their mind or keep them busy. So I know it's a tough time for parents. We've got to work and we've got to do what we've got to do. But we'd like for you to reach out to us if you've got anything going on that you want to share. And this is how you can do it. Our offices are located at 3717 Government Street, Suite Number 2, Alexandria, Louisiana. You can zip it up with 71302 or simply go to our website, www.onpointcxmas.com. And then you can click the tab that says Contact. And you can go in and type us a quick message. That is the absolute best way to connect with us. And if you don't do email or you don't write letters, then you can simply phone us, 318-445-5658. And we're in and out pretty much all day. So if you leave us a message, we'll surely reach out to you. You can also go to our website and visit any of the previous shows. You can get the links to those websites. You can find out about those books that maybe you were wondering about. There's just a lot of information there that you can connect with. And it also tells you who's coming up on the OPT network. And let me tell you, we are working on some really, really incredible people. So you always want to remain on point, because we never know when we're going to get those confirmations and when we're going to get that green light that just says go. Y'all, it's Wind Down Wednesday. You're on point. This is the official OPT network. I got to get a quick break here, but we're back right after this. Your health comes first, and Amerigroup is your first choice. Amerigroup is proud to serve the Bayou Health Program enrollees in Louisiana. Amerigroup is a managed care organization and will help you arrange for you and your family to continue getting the Medicaid and LeChip benefits you need to stay healthy. Amerigroup offers these benefits through the Louisiana Bayou Health Program. At Amerigroup, the health plans have been helping families like yours across the country since 1996. For more information about Amerigroup Real Health Solutions, 1-855-229-6848 or www.myamerigroup.com/LA.
Amerigroup has a new look. We have a new logo, new colors, and our focus on real solutions in healthcare is now loud and clear. Solutions that help people with challenges get the care they need. The very young. Solutions that help people with disabilities live more independently. In other words, our look may have changed, but our heart, it's still in the same place. Amerigroup, real solutions in healthcare.
Amerigroup, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk. Termites are responsible for more than $1 billion of damage in Louisiana alone. Super colonies have been discovered with over 1 million termites, and Little League baseball games have had to be stopped due to swarms. J&J Exterminating, Louisiana's largest independent pest control company with over 50 years experience, employs more licensed and certified technicians than any other pest control company in the state. And right now, I've got Ryan Weber, biologist and entomology instructor at J&J Exterminating, here to let you know a little bit more.
Randy, termites have insatiable appetites and people just don't realize how much damage they can cause. J&J is the largest installer of the newest Centricon HD Always Active Colony Elimination System and the largest applicator of Termidor liquid treatment. We study your soil composition and we figure out what's the best treatment for you. And we guarantee all of our work, plus we offer same-day pest control service.
J&J Exterminating today for your inspection and evaluation.
J&J Exterminating, yeah.
J&J Exterminating is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
HicksonHasIt.com. HicksonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksonHasIt.com. Everything you want. HicksonHasIt.
Hickson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Isn't it reassuring to know you have a bank with the proven leadership to help you achieve your dreams? First Federal Bank of Louisiana, a bank where you can discuss your needs with someone who can actually help you from the minute you walk in. A trusted name for over 60 years, a bank that has remained strong, stable, and secure. Unchanged strength and unprecedented growth in providing help to families and businesses all across the state. First Federal Bank of Louisiana.
Member FDIC.
Rayhide Painted Body Works is committed to their customers and Central Louisiana. They're an established business that has provided quality repairs for over 30 years. It's their investment in the highest quality materials and the latest technology that sets them apart from the rest. You know, your automobile is one of the biggest investments you'll ever make, so be sure that any repairs meet safety standards and will last the lifetime of your vehicle. Rayhide Painted Body Works, anybody can remove dents. They remove doubts.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
It started out like a totally normal day.
I love you.
I mean, I guess I was a little sweaty and I was definitely sore. I thought I had gas. Turns out I was having a heart attack. Heart disease is the number one killer of American women. So now I take care of myself and tell the other women in my life to do the same. Make it your mission to save your life and the lives of the women you love. Find out more from the American Heart Association at goredforwomen.org.
On Point Talk is a proud sponsor of Go Red for Women and the Central Louisiana American Heart Association.
Open your mind to a fresh new world of taste at McDonald's. Introducing the spectacular new Premium McWrap, a dazzling fusion of tender, crispy, or grilled chicken and fresh veggies, all wrapped up in three phenomenal flavors: chicken and bacon, chicken and ranch, and sweet chili chicken. It's an astonishing, tasty experience that will pull you in again and again. The irresistible Premium McWrap, a whole new way to love McDonald's. At participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Pineville is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Welcome back, everybody, to On Point Talk, the official OPT network. This segment is sponsored by First Federal Bank of Louisiana, building the community that we serve for over 60 years. Also, Hickson Automotive Group, they're in Alexandria, Leesville, and Monroe. For more information, www.HicksonHasIt.com. www.HicksonHasIt.com. Also, Amerigroup Real Solutions, getting the solutions in healthcare that you need for you and your family. And remember, that consists of thousands of network doctors and specialists to choose from, a hospital in your service area, health checkups and screenings, immunizations, even rides to the doctor. And don't forget, I care for children under 21. That's Amerigroup Real Solutions. Also want to thank Daryl's Auto Service, trusted for more than 35 years. I hear people talking all the time about automobile repair and what to do and where to go. Well, let me tell you something. Brother over at Daryl's Auto Service, You can phone him at 318-443-5741. Now, switching gears just a little bit this morning, you know, we're always finding and looking for good information to share with you. And I don't know about you, but most of us eat out pretty much on a daily basis. Well, there is a new study that gave me real pause on using the sweeteners on the table on yesterday when I went out for lunch. Well, the new study is talking about Splenda, and it was published in the Journal of Diabetes Care, Washington University School of Medicine in St. Louis. The researchers found that sucralose, most popularly known by the brand name Splenda, has effects on the body's responses to sugar or glucose, which could thereby affect diabetes risk, despite the fact that it has zero calories. And I don't know, when I read that yesterday, I mean, you know, when you're eating out, and for me, I always drink water. I always have water with lemon, and sometimes I'll put one, maybe two packets of Splenda in it. And after I read the article, you know, it really gave me pause, and I said, you know what, I'm going to back away from it. And there's always been controversy about the sweeteners on the table, and I think most of us take that for granted. But the results indicated that this artificial sweetener is not inert. It does have an effect, the researchers say, and so it affects the way that it is dissolved in the body. And they said they need to do more studies to determine whether the observation means that they're going to be long-term uses of using Splenda are going to be harmful. So just FYI, I don't know if you're a Splenda user like I am. I went to my cabinet the other night and I looked up there and there's a big old bag of Splenda. And so now I'm just not sure about how I'm feeling about Splenda. And you know, there's always studies, there's always information. And sometimes you think, well, what is it that you can use that's not hurting you? And you just never really know. But you know, we talk about knowledge being potential power, meaning if you use the information, it can make you powerful. And so those are things that you just want to think about, especially for those people who are diabetic or are on the verge of being diabetic. It might be one of those things that you want to consider. So just wanted to share that article with you. I thought it was really interesting. And so, you know, as you're having lunch today, you might want to consider. So what I did yesterday, I considered it and I almost picked it up because it becomes habitual. You just pick it up and you use it and you don't even think about it. And so yesterday what I decided to do was just to squeeze my lemon and just have lemon and water. And you know what? It was just fine. The lemon gives it that twinge just to kind of give you, just to give you a hint of flavor. What I found is that I'm fine without it. And in the mornings, you know, I drink tea every single morning. And sometimes I'll put Splenda in it, and other times I'll put honey in it. And honey is one of those natural sweeteners that, you know, they really can't do anything to break that down. So I think, you know, for us and our family, what we're trying to do is we're trying to get back to a more natural state. And that in itself can be challenging, just to get those things that come from the earth that haven't been touched as much. And, you know, what we're finding is that that is a better way to try to change what you're doing in terms of what's going into your body. But let me tell you, after you've been doing something for so long, change doesn't come easy. And I think that that may be a word for the day. Change doesn't always come easy. It takes time. It takes trial and error. It takes starting and stopping in many cases. So if you are working on change this week, if this is your week to change the way that you're eating, to change the way that you're exercising, you might want to just say, you know what, a newism that we always got from Uncle New is easy does it. And I think it comes from the 12-step program. Easy does it. You just ease into a thing and eventually the flow will happen. The miracle will happen. You just ease into it. And then I read an article about perfection, which brings me to why we need to ease into things. Sometimes
we are so conditioned to be perfectionist that it is impossible to live up to even your own expectations. And when you have become so perfectionistic, you begin to berate yourself, especially after you've been trying a thing and you have not been successful and you've tried over and over and over and you've held yourself up to really, really high standards. And I think high standards are wonderful. I think you have to aim high at whatever it is that you're doing. But in aiming, I think the most important thing and the most relative thing is to aim. Because when you aim, you're going to hit something. But when you start to beat yourself up and berate yourself, and you begin to succumb to all of that negative self-talk, that's where we begin to falter. And so the article was just talking about extreme perfectionism. And they said that it can become a habit, and it can even become compulsive, like smoking, like drinking, like gambling. And the unrelenting standards that drive the perfectionist may create a temporary high, but ultimately they leave you feeling flat. And when I read that, I said, how often is that happening? How often is that happening to me, that I set myself up so high, and then when things don't work out, you consider that you failed? Well, that is creating that perfectionism state of mind and attitude. Being good and great at what you do, I think, is wonderful. But you know, oftentimes, DC has said to me, one thing, good or bad, doesn't define the whole or the totality of a thing. Now, this is so powerful. I hope you grab this, and I'm going to say it again. One thing or one or two things doesn't define the totality of a thing. You see, if one thing goes bad, when you are steeped in perfectionism, you will consider that the whole lot, the whole thing, is bad. Or if you, on the other hand, if one or two things go amazingly well, then you think, oh, I got this. And so what we are learning in our lives, and I think DC and I both have that perfection to a certain degree, and you just want it right. But what we are learning is this. You got to stay right in the middle. Can't get too high, and you can't get too low. In other words, when things are going well and you're riding on a wave, don't let the wave take you so high that when you go to that valley place or you're coming down from the wave, that you go way, way, way down deep in the valley, and then it takes you under. So the moral of this story is it's wonderful to aim. It's wonderful to shoot for the stars. But the most important thing is to shoot. Don't beat yourself up. It's Wind Down Wednesday. I hope you're having an incredible day. And make sure that you are not defined by one thing. Everybody, you're on point. This is the official OPT Network. I've got to get a break here, but when we come back, we're going to tell you what's on point. Stay with us.
your hair out trying to find the perfect bed. The staff at American Wholesale Mattress has over 40 years combined experience to assist you with that all-important decision. We offer great values like queen pillow top sets, and why wait up to 3 weeks for that Tempur-Pedic to be delivered? At American Wholesale Mattress, we have them in stock and ready for delivery. Plus, with up to 48 months financing, everybody can afford one. American Wholesale Mattress on MacArthur Drive, locally owned and serving Cinelaw for over 20 years.
American Wholesale Mattress is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
It's different from the start at the Credit Union with a heart. The heart of Louisiana, Federal Credit Union.
Have you been surprised to find new fees in your monthly financial statements? Or is your financial institution starting to charge fees for services that used to be free? The members at Heart of Louisiana Credit Union are happy to say no. Come visit one of our offices or call us at 800-264-4562. That's 800-264-4562 to find out how you can get your free checking account today. Heart of Louisiana Credit Union, the credit union with heart.
It's different from the start at the Credit Union with a heart. The Heart of Louisiana Federal Credit Union.
Come visit one of our offices or call us at 800-264-4562. That's 800-264-4562 to find out how you can get your free checking account today. Heart of Louisiana Credit Union.
The credit union with a heart.
Federally insured by the NCUA.
Heart of Louisiana Credit Union is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Of Oyles Parish invites you to vacation close to home. Come learn in our museums, enjoy annual festival fun, recreate at our golf courses, and choose from fine dining or casual home cooking. Your hotel room or bed and breakfast experience is waiting for your reservation. Of Oyles Commission of Tourism invites you to stay and play in Of Oyles Parish. For more information on Of Oyles, call 800-833-4195 or www.travelofoyles.com or plan your Louisiana travels at louisianatravel.com.
Evolves Tourism is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
When it's your cancer, you can find hope at Christus Cabrini Cancer Center. We're working to cure your cancer by conducting groundbreaking research, providing the latest technology, and discovering new treatment options. Our world-class physicians, nurses, and spiritual caregivers help you navigate through your journey of care. We understand that you are more than your cancer. You can never give up. We never will. You can choose Christus Cabrini Cancer Center.
Cabrini Hospital is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Whether you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is centrally located in the heart of Cheneyville. Davis One Stop offers a full-service grocery store with fresh meats and a local butcher for the absolute finest cuts. And if that's not enough, for your convenience, there's a cafe and a gift shop where the service is great, the people are friendly, and the store is always clean. Davis One Stop. Everything you need, every time you shop. Davis One Stop, Cheneyville, Louisiana, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
Hey sis, brought you McDonald's new Egg White Delight McMuffin.
Thanks, but I don't do egg whites.
They're freshly grilled.
Tempting, but I'll pass.
Topped with melty white cheddar.
Ooh, that is my favorite.
So take a bite.
I don't do egg whites. Well, okay. I don't do just one bite.
Delicious, game-changing egg whites and white cheddar are now available on every breakfast sandwich, like the bacon, egg, and cheese biscuit.
McDonald's has these freshly grilled egg whites on lock.
It's another new way to love McDonald's. At participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Alexandria is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Thank you for listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas, the official OPT Network. Smart talk for smart people.
Welcome back, everybody, to On Point Talk, the official OPT Network. It's Wind Down Wednesday, and if you're just getting your morning started, it's 4 minutes after 8 o'clock Central Standard Time. And if you're on the East Coast, if you're on the Eastern Board, it's 9:04 Eastern Time. And of course, today is June 5th. This segment of the OPT Network is sponsored by American Wholesale Mattress. And y'all, I don't know if you can hear it in my voice, but in the mornings, I wake up so rested. And I look down every single morning at this Tempur-Pedic wedge pillow that I'm sleeping on, and it has been absolutely fabulous for me. They have got incredible Tempur-Pedic mattresses, pillow tops. I mean, you name it, they have it. But most importantly, what I love are the salespeople, the team that's at American Wholesale Mattress. They have an incredible amount of experience to help you to make the right choice for sleep. They've been in business for 20 years and better. They're located at 717 MacArthur Drive, or you can phone them at 318-443-9524. Also, the Avoyelles Commission of Tourism. Stay and play in Avoyelles Parish. Also, McDonald's of Alexandria. Now, let me tell you what's on point this morning. You know, there have been television shows about finding your ancestry, looking at your lineage. You know, who do you think you are? I read an article the other day that Vanessa Williams had gone on to the show to find out about her ancestry. And she said one of the things that she really wanted to find out, and people have asked her where she got her light eyes from. In fact, her blue eyes from. And she really never really knew. And so this is the time of the year in the South where a lot of people are gathering for family reunions and trying to meet family that they've never known and find out about their lineage. And so since that's the case, we wanted to do a show that absolutely spoke to that. And this morning, we want to introduce you to an incredible author. Her name is Natalia O'Sullivan. She is a holistic therapist, a psychic, a writer, and a teacher. She is the author of several books, and she's a widely sought-after lecturer and workshop facilitator. Well, her book is called The Ancestral Continuum, Unlock the Secrets of Who You Really Are. Now, Natalia co-wrote the book with Nicola Graydon, and she's from the UK, and we welcome her to the US. Natalia, good morning, and welcome to the OPT Network.
Thank you very much for having me on. I'm very excited to be speaking to you.
And so, Natalia, when we got the book, The Ancestral Continuum, just the name in itself was intriguing to me. And then you got a little leaf from a tree that says, unlock the secrets of who you really are. Let's start by talking about your journey of finding out about who you really are.
That really was the beginning of the roots of the book, because it's interesting. I spent all these years helping other people, you know, working on themselves, healing family issues, getting them to look into their family tree. And I realized that because my parents had immigrated to England, my father's Hungarian and my mother's Spanish, that they never told me anything about my family history. We'd gone to Hungary probably twice in my growing up years, and although I went to spend a lot of time with my family in Spain, which was very important for me, I loved, you know, because I spoke Spanish first, etc. But I realized that I knew very little. And when I started to unlock the issues that were going on with the family, I realized that it had a lot to do with family history. One story I do tell, it's very interesting. When I was growing up, every time I did get to Spain, I used to spend a lot of time being very quite emotional and very kind of oversensitive as soon as I arrived in Spain, and I could never find out why. And then, of course, many years later, my cousins eventually told me what was going on with our grandfather, who died during the Spanish Civil War. He was executed. And he was a very important judge in the town. And when I discovered about him, they had moved his remains from someone else's grave to the family grave. So I said, well, why are you doing that? And they said, well, what had happened? And then all of a sudden, the story comes out about what had happened to him during that time. And you know, he became a victim of what was going on in Spain.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we've got to also realize when there's been any civil war in a country, most even generations afterwards, nobody likes to talk about it.
Mm-hmm. It's kind of like what we call in the U.S., Natalia, family secrets.
Yeah, very much so. So that's why I knew nothing about him. So, of course, when you unravel the story, not only did I begin to realize why I'm so the way I am. He was a socialist. I heard he was quite opinionated. As my husband would say, I always think I'm right, and I think I am, and I normally am. And so it's all those kind of, you know, I really strongly have very strong belief systems. You know, it's all those, you know, and he also was a very good speaker. He liked speaking in public. So there's a lot that my cousin said. Oh, it's funny. I think, you know, there's many of us who've taken on his legacy, but, you know, you there's quite a bit of similarity between you and him.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, just briefly, my father's family, who were in Hungary,
mm-hmm.
you know what was so nice about finding out about them is that they have lived in the same house for six generations.
Wow. Six generations?
And buried in the same town. You could find the Kovacs. Their cousins,
mm-hmm.
fathers, great grandfathers, and they've kept a whole room full of Bibles from that time.
Wow.
Dresses, people were tiny. I mean, I look like a giant compared to my great grandmother. So that really, I feel like if people can go back to where their family originated from, there's a peaceful solace that hits you.
Uh-huh.
That you know that you belong there.
And what I got from reading the book, Natalia, was almost cathartic about you going back, and even other stories that were told in the book. But what really intrigued me was when you were younger, you started having these dreams, these very continual dreams. Let's talk about that.
Yes, that was really interesting. Well, since I was very small, I'm talking really small, 5, 6, and possibly younger, I always had this dream that I was standing behind a door, I was blindfolded. And I was desperate to take the blindfold off, but I knew I couldn't. And underneath the door, I could see this light coming through, and it was the same image every time. There were several men's shoes, old-fashioned shoes, some scuffy, some kind of shiny. And I knew I was going to go through the door, and then as soon as I knew I was being led through the door, the dream disappeared. And it didn't frighten me. It just made me feel kind of slightly odd at the end. When you wake up, you think, oh, that's very strange. So I continued having that dream until I was probably in my mid-teens, and I said, I don't know what made me tell my mother, and I said, Mom, I have this dream about this blindfold. She said, oh. She said, I used to have this dream.
Wow.
When I was a child. And so I never put it together until I discovered his story, that actually is what happened to him. He, before he was executed, he was blindfolded in a room in his prison cell. There were seven other men, which were the shoes, and they were led. Mm. It makes me emotional when I talk about it. He was led out of the room, through this kind of courtyard, because my cousin took me to this place.
And you started dreaming about this. You hadn't even met your grandfather. Never knew the story as a baby, and the dream was just really almost perpetual until you became an adult.
Yeah, it did. And then, you know what's interesting? I then realized that if I have this dream, I wonder if anyone else has. And so I started to, there's a few other people have mentioned stories to me, and I think some of them are in the book, where there's a Lebanese girl called Tanya. Now, she came to see me. She said, oh, I had this terrible dream that, you know, I can't breathe, the house is on fire, I'm feeling terrible, blah, blah, blah. And then I said to her, because of what happened to me, I said to her, did anything happen to any of your grandparents? So she went and found out that I think it was a grandfather from her mother's side, that he actually by accident set fire to the house, and he was the only one who died in the house.
Wow.
I said to her, why don't you just tell his story? Maybe we go to your church, do a prayer for him, because maybe,
mm-hmm.
like my grandfather, his story hasn't been told, and he's haunting his descendants to say, please remember me. You know, I'm sorry about what happened.
Wow.
And she did, and the dream stopped, but she had them even as an adult.
And what I was really intrigued about, Natalia, is that oftentimes we have these recurring dreams, and we try to translate or we try to figure out what they are. And because most people never do, we just say, oh, okay, it was a dream. But it was so ironic to me that you ended up tracing this dream back to the actual history, the imprint of what had happened so many years before you could have even known, and then your mother having the same dream. And what I love about the writing, I just want to share this with our listeners. You say, whether you put your trust in God and an afterlife, or in science and genetics, the power of those who went before you can be a guiding force in the life ahead of you. What follows is a framework for connecting with that power. The book is called The Ancestral Continuum, Unlock the Secrets of Who You Really Are. Now, when we're going to go to break, but when we come back, I want to begin to talk about the tree, the proverbial tree that we've seen so much, and how we break that down to figure out the imprint of who we are and the lineage that we all carry within. And even those family secrets that have kept so many of us maybe in bondage. Yeah. Everybody, you're on point. And this is the official OPT Network. We've got to take a break. We're back right after this.
Isn't it nice when your bank knows who you are? At Southern Heritage Bank, they're small enough to know your name, but large enough to take care of you. Pure and simple, they talk to you about your needs. Today's banking customers have a lot of different choices. Southern Heritage Bank customers enjoy first name service at its finest. Just ask anyone who knows. If you're ready for a new bank, give Southern Heritage Bank and first name service a try. Visit shbnet.com today. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Southern Heritage Bank is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
I am today's car buyer. I'm internet educated, double talk liberated. My credit is not suspect. My trade-in's not a reject. I don't need to negotiate, tolerate, or even hesitate. My goals are clear. I know what I want and what I want to pay. I refuse to be sidestepped, sidelined, or sideswiped by hidden charges and unexpected fees. I am today's car buyer, and I only deal with Walker. It's never been truer. When other dealers won't, Walker will.
Walker Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
State Farm, this is Jessica.
Hey, Jessica! Jerry Newman with a policy question.
Jerry, how are you doing?
Fine, I just got a little fender bender.
Oh, Jerry, I'm so sorry.
I would love to help, but remember you dropped us last month.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. It only took 15 minutes to sign up with that new auto insurance company, but it's taken a lot longer to hear back.
Is your car up a pole again?
I miss you, Jessica.
Jerry, are you crying?
No, I bit my tongue.
Get to a better state. State Farm.
Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields, 318-487-1881 or 4304 South MacArthur Drive. Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf, 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie. So
Sylvia's Caring Companion serves 15 parishes throughout Central and South Louisiana, providing excellence in direct care service 24 hours per day, 7 days per week to individuals who are physically, mentally, and functionally impaired. Sylvia's services include long-term personal care service, supervised independent living, the now and past waiver services. Sylvia's Caring Companion's healthcare services, people care by caring people, owned and operated by Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone Sylvia's at 318-346-2540 or 800-660-0488. Sylvia's, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Welcome back, everybody, to On Point Talk. This is the official OPT Network, and this segment is sponsored by Southern Heritage Bank. It's an independently owned community bank meeting the financial needs of our community, also the City of Alexandria's Diversity in Action Program. Get Wired Satellites, Jeremy Clary, they're giving away iPad 2s, HD for life. You got to qualify, but you got to phone 318-767-2220. Also, get to a better state with your State Farm agent, Rosa Fields. For more information on home, auto, life, here's the number, 318-487-1881. Now, if you're just joining this morning's conversation, we're joined by author, lecturer, and so much more, Natalia O'Sullivan. Her book is called The Ancestral Continuum: Unlock the Secrets of Who You Really Are. And during the break, we were laughing because we both saw the article about Vanessa Williams unlocking her history. And I said to Natalia during the break, can you imagine being a black woman your whole life and having blue eyes? And people ask you, well, you know, where do you get those blue eyes from? And you really never can say because you really don't know. And she said, one of the things that she said, Natalia, was, I wish my dad had lived because he would have loved to have known the story of how she got the blue eyes. And then they gave a breakdown of all of the ethnic groups in which she derived, which brings us to the tree, the family tree. And there's so many people that are listening this morning, Natalia, that are trying to figure out the tree of their life and why they have certain gifts or why they even have certain flaws and things that have happened that really shape their lives. So I want to talk about that proverbial family tree. Natalia?
Oh, yes, sorry, yes. Yes, yes. Interesting, you know, the other aspect of the roots of writing this book was not only to try and unravel the story of this dream that I kept having from my grandfather, but also I say to everyone, you have to begin with discovering your family tree. And because to know who you are, you need to know, you know, the names and faces and stories of those that journeyed in life before you. So from your parents, it's interesting. I always say, go start with your parents and actually go and ask them questions about what they remember in their childhood. For instance, my father said that he then admitted that he does remember his great-grandmother who was around. So I said to him, well, what was she like? Who was she married to? So you begin to get, it's like a box of jigsaw puzzle pieces. You begin to start putting things together. So you then can bring photos. You then start filling in the gaps of who they were, what mm-hmm. they did for a living, you know, what their character, how many children
but
they
let
had.
Me stop you right there, though, Natalia, because a lot of people, and even in our own family, we started to try to, and in the South, probably maybe unlike other places, and I don't know, in the country, but a lot of times people were only known by their nickname. And sometimes yeah. it's not until people die that you say, Boo Boo, I never knew his name was James. We always called him Boo Boo. You know what I'm saying? Or whatever it is. And so a lot of people really get stuck because they can't go back and pull down who the descendants were.
Yeah, I've heard people say they've kind of, there's one character could be a grandmother, great-grandmother, and they go, they can't go any further.
Mm-hmm.
What really helps, what I've always found when I've said to people, you have to, especially if there's a lot of family issues or people really want to work through the family tree, don't stop. You have to go and talk to somebody. Somebody will know the answers. And so if it's, and this, we're talking living family members, we're talking cousins, you know, it's amazing how you know, this is what people said, they didn't realize that their great aunt had other records that nobody knew about.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, you have to be friendly with your family to be able to do this well. And then the other thing is, records are very interesting. If you know, I've got a librarian friend who taught me a lot about just the paperwork of going backwards and backwards in the records.
Mm-hmm.
We put a lot of listings that he got for us in the back of the book, because I said, and also on our website, because I said people need to know that they can access to a point. And then beyond that, I think people should go and visit those countries, those places. But I had a very interesting chat the other day with a presenter on the Baltimore radio, and she was asking me about people who are descended from slaves, because the problem is that they were taken, and I said, I know, because they took the name of the owner, and so they were displaced, and some of them don't have any records of where they came from in Africa. They don't know the first ancestor.
Mm-hmm.
So I said, you know, the thing is, because of the amount of work we've done on this, my husband went to work in Jamaica with his family who go back five generations. The thing that he was concerned about, which, you know, as I would be, can we look at the records? What slaves did the family have?
Mm-hmm.
How did you put, the, you know, it's terrible, isn't it? Put these poor people in different sections. And they said that their names were immediately wiped out.
Wow.
They would nickname them, and then they took the family who bought them.
Mm.
So I said, well, what do you do with that? And he said, well, unfortunately, there's no further. So we were talking about what I would say to people who have that type of history. There are those who are brave enough to take the journey. Like this one girl's story we told, that she said, I had to go on a journey to be my first ancestor. So she traveled across the world and then did a lot of, like a pilgrimage. And she said it was enough for her to do that. And then other people, I say to people, go to the ancestor that was first freed, because they have records.
Mm-hmm.
They're the pioneer in the family. They're the ones who changed the dynamic. They married, they had children, they educated their children. And then the first ones who went to college, those need to be remembered. And so you will have a lot of records with them. So it's not to be too sad that you can only go to a point. You can only go as far as you can.
Mm-hmm.
But there is a lot of story beyond paperwork, mm-hmm, that you can discover for yourself.
Absolutely. And, you know, as I'm sitting here listening and going through the book, you know, I guess it just reminds you, and what one of the things that you talk about is how sacred our inheritance is.
Yeah, very much so.
You know, and a lot of people have never and will never be able to unearth that. But this morning's conversation was so important for us to bring to our listeners, simply because of unlocking the secrets of who you really are critical. And a lot of people never, ever really get there. And one of the things that I asked you during the break was this a daunting trek for you? Was this journey scary?
Yeah, I found it, for me personally, it was so emotional. You know, it's interesting. I'm quite, I wouldn't call self-aware. My parents always said, I was a bit of a strange child. I was very emotional. I used to feel things before they happened. I used to kind of know when there was a whole family group together, whether someone was telling the truth or whether they liked each other.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I held a lot of emotion, what was going on with the family. So when I went and started to put names to faces.
Now, let me stop you there. What kind of burden does that put on a child to be so intuitive?
Terrible. I mean, I've met other intuitive adults, and you know, it's like it should be a gang of us. And I said, you know, how hard it was. You know, it wasn't just the living that burdened me; it was the dead. So I dreamt not just about my grandfather. I used to frighten myself because I used to feel them coming into my room, and telling their stories. I used to know when someone was going to pass or
wow.
die, and you know, and it wasn't easy. But you know, I must say the being a Catholic really helped, because I always went to God. The second place I went to, I learned to pray. which then turned into I learned to meditate. Mm-hmm. And I brought myself my own peace. I recognize the noise. I recognize that sometimes I can pick things up that are going on, but it's not always my responsibility.
Mm-hmm.
As a child, you think it's you or you caused it. But actually, you know, it's great to know that there is. That's what I would say. If you have a sensitive child in the family, be nice to them. Listen to them. Be, you know, don't do what my family did, which was going, you're very strange, and we really don't want to hear what you're saying. And so, you know, because it's too much sometimes. But going back to the story about discovering family tree,
mm-hmm.
I found that gave me a great deal of peace. Once I got through finding out about their stories, their pains, their hurts, the tragedy, which did upset me, but I saw so much strength and the journey, how far back and where I belong in all of that, because I know why I love nature, because my Hungarian family lived in nature and they were farmers.
Mm-hmm.
You know, why I love, you know, books and reading and science, it's because of my grandfather's side. So it's nice when you kind of go back, you go, oh, I know why I'm like that.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And it's important. Also, it makes you more accepting of each other. So you know what family gatherings are like. They can be quite tempestuous. Well, certainly in our family.
And in many. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I think they are. And, you know, you all love each other. But it's nice when you have the family tree and you can take your, let's say, your children, your grandchildren, and say, look, this is where we came from. This is where we belong. This is who we know that was in our family. And I think it brings definitely an acceptance, a compassion for each other, if mm-hmm. you know more about where you came from.
Absolutely. And one of the things that I hope that the book, and I know it did for me, it made me want to look back at the matriarchs and patriarchs mm-hmm. in our family and begin to ask those important questions before those people die so that you can learn a little bit more about your history. Let me just say to everybody, you're on point. This is the official OPT Network. We're going to take a quick break here, but when we come back, we'll have more about the ancestral continuum. Stay with us. Your health comes first, and Amerigroup is your first choice. Amerigroup is proud to serve the Bayou Health Program enrollees in Louisiana. Amerigroup is a managed care organization and will help you arrange for you and your family to continue getting the Medicaid and the CHIP benefits you need to stay healthy. Amerigroup offers these benefits through the Louisiana Bayou Health Program. At Amerigroup, the health plans have been helping families like yours across the country since 1996. For more information about Amerigroup Real Health Solutions, 1-855-229-6848 or www.myamerigroup.com/LA.
Amerigroup has a new look. We have a new logo, new colors, and our focus on real solutions in healthcare is now loud and clear. Solutions that help people with challenges get the care they need. The very young. Solutions that help people with disabilities live more independently. In other words, our look may have changed, but our heart, it's still in the same place. Amerigroup, real solutions in healthcare.
Amerigroup, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
Termites are responsible for more than $1 billion of damage in Louisiana alone. Super colonies have been discovered with over 1 million termites, and Little League baseball games have had to be stopped due to swarms. J&J Exterminating, Louisiana's largest independent pest control company with over 50 years' experience, employs more licensed and certified technicians than any other pest control company in the state. And right now, I've got Ryan Weber, biologist and entomology instructor at J&J Exterminating, here to let you know a little bit more.
Randy, termites have insatiable appetite, and people just don't realize how much damage they can cause. J&J is the largest installer of the newest Centricon HD Always Active Colony Elimination System and the largest applicator of Termidor liquid treatment. We study your soil composition and we figure out what's the best treatment for you. And we guarantee all of our work, plus we offer same-day pest control service.
J&J Exterminating today for your inspection and evaluation.
J&J Exterminating! Yeah.
J&J Exterminating is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
HicksonHasIt.com. HicksonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksonHasIt.com. Everything you want. Hixon has it.
Hixon Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Isn't it reassuring to know you have a bank with the proven leadership to help you achieve your dreams? First Federal Bank of Louisiana, a bank where you can discuss your needs with someone who can actually help you from the minute you walk in. A trusted name for over 60 years, a bank that has remained strong, stable, and secure. Unchanged strength and unprecedented growth in providing help to families and businesses all across the state. First Federal Bank of Louisiana.
Member FDIC.
Hey, sis, brought you McDonald's new Egg White Delight McMuffin.
Thanks, but I don't do egg whites.
They're freshly grilled.
Tempting, but I'll pass.
Topped with melty white cheddar.
Ooh, that is my favorite.
So take a bite.
I don't do egg whites. Well, okay. I don't do just one bite.
Delicious, game-changing egg whites and white cheddar are now available on every breakfast sandwich, like the bacon, egg, and cheese biscuit.
McDonald's has these freshly grilled egg whites on lock.
It's another new way to love McDonald's. At participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Pinefield is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Thank you for listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas, the official OPT Network. Smart talk for smart people.
Stop pulling your hair out trying to find the perfect bed. The staff at American Wholesale Mattress has over 40 years combined experience to assist you with that all-important decision. We offer great values like queen pillow top sets, and why wait up to 3 weeks for that Tempur-Pedic to be delivered? At American Wholesale Mattress, we have them in stock and ready for delivery. Plus, with up to 48 months financing, everybody can afford one. American Wholesale Mattress on MacArthur Drive, locally owned and serving Cinelaw for over 20 years.
American Wholesale Mattress is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
It's different from the start at the Credit Union with a heart. The heart of Louisiana, Federal Credit Union.
Have you been surprised to find new fees in your monthly financial statements? Or is your financial institution starting to charge fees for services that used to be free? The members at Heart of Louisiana Credit Union are happy to say no. Come visit one of our offices or call us at 800-264-4562. That's 800-264-4562 to find out how you can get your free checking account today. Heart of Louisiana Credit Union, the credit union with heart.
It's different from the start at the Credit Union with a heart. The Heart of Louisiana Federal Credit Union.
Come visit one of our offices or call us at 800-264-4562. That's 800-264-4562 to find out how you can get your free checking account today. Heart of Louisiana Credit Union.
The Credit Union with a heart.
Federally insured by the NCUA.
Heart of Louisiana Credit Union is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Of Oils Parish invites you to vacation close to home. Come learn in our museums, enjoy annual festival fun, recreate at our golf courses, and choose from fine dining or casual home cooking. Your hotel room or bed and breakfast experience is waiting for your reservation. Of Oils Commission of Tourism invites you to stay and play in Of Oils Parish. For more information on Of Oils, call 800-833-4195 or www.traveloforoils.com or plan your Louisiana travels at louisianatravel.com.
Evolves Tourism is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Welcome back, everybody, to On Point Talk, the official OPT Network. If you're just getting your morning started, it's 8:38. Today, of course, is Wind Down Wednesday. It's June 5th, and this segment is sponsored by J&J Exterminating. They're Louisiana's largest independently owned pest control firm, offering effective pest control services for your home and your business. For more information and a free consultation, here's the number, 318-448-4000. They're located at 526 MacArthur Drive, also Rehide Paint and Body Works, and McDonald's of Alexandria. Now, if you're just joining the conversation or rejoining, we're talking to author Natalia O'Sullivan. Her book is called The Ancestral Continuum, Unlock the Secrets of Who You Really Are. And there was a passage in the book, or a statement, if you will, and I want you to speak to this.
because it was really powerful to me. You say, in many ways, we are less free than we think. Our personalities are formed and modeled by our family history. This begins from the moment we are conceived, leading through our early childhood and into adult. And I'm going to tell you, that really gave me pause. Let's talk about the fact and the idea that you think that people really are less free than what they think.
Yes, which is really interesting. So the path I took was, first of all, discovering my family tree. And then after doing that, I realized as well, doing all the work, the therapy that I do with, you know, probably hundreds of people, the ones that I really felt that were very not capable sometimes of really healing their past or coming to terms with themselves, we went then back into the point of what was happening in their family when they were conceived, how they were brought up. And some of those experiences, I realized that we couldn't change. And so I then discovered through speaking to different psychologists that this was true, that if we go back to the point of conception and we actually look at what was going on between our parents, mm-hmm. whether they wanted to conceive a child, whether you were a welcome gift to the family, whether you were a little surprised, or whether your parents were actually unhappy at the time when you were conceived. And so, and also the other thing is the biggest influence we have is to do with our siblings. So whether we were an only child, whether we were adopted, whether we're the eldest, the middle, or the youngest. And if we look at all of those dynamics, that hugely influences our character.
Wow. Now, have you broken that down, Natalia, in how that influences our character? Because I was reading an article on Oprah.com, and Lenny Kravitz was talking about being an only child, a biracial child, and he was talking about how he had to really just sort of entertain himself. And I think you're right. Being an only child versus being a middle child or an eldest child, the dynamic is very different for every one of those children. Have you explored, you know, those differences?
Yes, funny enough, it's very interesting. It's a section of the book that my editor got very cross with me because I had doubled the amount of, say the chapter's 10,000
words. Hey, let me stop you right there. People are probably saying cross. Okay, what does that mean? He got angry with you.
No, she didn't get angry with me. She said to me, Natalia, would you please stop writing about the influence of family? Because you cannot write 25,000 words on this subject. And I said, well, you know why? Because there is so much material. And so this is why I'm bringing this. She didn't get angry with me. She just went, no, you're going to bring it to 10,000. So what happened was I realized that when I was exploring this area, people really wanted to talk to me about it. They wanted to tell me the story that they were a twin. They wanted to say whether their mother loved them or not. They wanted to talk about their adoption particularly, you know, how they belonged so much more to their adopted family than their biological, how they, you know, and all these stories came out and said, well, I am like this, you know, I'm very competitive because I was the eldest of three girls, mm-hmm. and I had to rule the family. You know, it's stories like this. I absolutely, it was so colorful, and people were so excited about being able to discuss how they felt, whether they were a daddy's girl, and that gave them a great, you know, we're talking about Vanessa Williams, she admits she was a daddy's girl, mm-hmm. and it gave her so much confidence.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and that, you know, and that, those influences, I think, you know, you start off who you are, and you're given these genetic gifts, you could say, and burdens from the family tree, and you also have this very powerful relationship with your parents and what they permit you to be in the family.
Absolutely.
So if you are the eldest, sometimes, you know, I'm the eldest in my family. You know, it wasn't a bad place because I have always great leadership skills because of it, and I have great courage, and I'm capable. But I always feel responsible for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
And being the youngest in the family, I feel that, you know, in a way, everyone wants to take care of them. Are they all right? And they're overburdened with that relationship. So these are exaggerations, but the stories are, you know, you could sit down and have a dinner with a group of friends and you ask them how they feel from the beginning. And mm-hmm. most people know. That's what I found very interesting. You know whether your parents loved you. You know whether you fitted in with the family. You know whether you had to fight your corner.
Mm. You know,
and when you're an adult, and I put these people in scenarios of, like, let's see what you were like at school. Let's see what you're like when in your relationship with your partner now,
mm-hmm.
your husband. I can guarantee those little symptoms, the competitiveness, the needing to fight your corner, or whether you were loved or a daddy's girl, they all come out in
or
your
even,
new family.
Or even the neediness, you know, those
yes.
those people in families that are just needy, that need to always be affirmed, even as full-grown adult
yes.
people. You know, it all comes from somewhere.
Yeah, it does.
And so,
and I think,
go ahead.
Oh, sorry, I was just going to say, it's interesting we're saying about how much you can't change that and how much you can. I always think knowledge is a wisdom. So if you know that you behave in this way, you then can begin to change it little by little. If you have no knowledge that you are like that, and I have friends and family members that have, you cannot even address it with them. They will not change. They do not want to know.
Mm-hmm.
They want to stay the way they are. Then that's fine. Because often we can see how they would improve their life by just knowing a bit more or
mm-hmm.
changing. But sometimes we have to just let them awaken in their own time.
Absolutely. And you know, Natalia, that truth is really, really hard to digest. The
okay.
truth about who you are and what you do and how you behave. It is hard. It is hard to hear. It's hard
yes.
to receive. It's just hard. But the book, Natalia, is an incredible resource for people who are adopted, who are middle children, who are older children, people who want to find those imprints in their lives and who want to go back and chronicle where they came from and understand more about themselves. And in saying that, because it's filled with so much great information, what do you hope, Natalia, that people will take away from this book?
Do you know, I have two special things to say about that. One, have some more love and compassion for your family.
Mm.
That's one of the biggest things. Just think about, oh my God, you know, what did my parents sacrifice for me? What did they go through? And just love. The second thing, which really is interesting, it makes you more aware of what you're leaving behind. So this is the last chapter that we talk about, becoming an ancestor yourself.
Mm-hmm.
So that was impressive, and I went, oh my God, I've been not in one moment in my life have I thought that I one day would be an ancestor, and that I would be remembered, not sometimes what I say or what I've done, but actually how people felt about me,
mm-hmm.
about my life, and how I did, and how I brought up my kids, it's like the journey begins on this huge journey about who we are and where we came from to the point of what we're leaving behind.
Absolutely, the legacy that
yeah.
we leave. And so before you've got to go, Natalia, I want you to give people your website and tell us how we can connect with getting the book.
Brilliant. Okay. The website is theancestralcontinuum.com. And you can then kind of get information about how to find out about your family tree. There's some emails there that you can get in touch. The lazy way, I call it, you can get the book on Amazon. .com, and also you can order them through your local bookshops. You can just go in with a name, and these bookshops are amazing. They'll get the book for you the next day.
Absolutely. Natalia, we want to thank you so much for sharing this incredible book. Again, it's called The Ancestral Continuum. Unlock the secrets of who you really are. And you know what? There are just so many nuggets in the book, Natalia. It is an incredible book, and it is intriguing, to say the very least. But we want to thank you so much for spending the very best and earliest part of your morning with us right here on the official OPT Network.
Thank you very much. I've really enjoyed myself. Thank you.
Absolutely. Hey, everybody, we've got to take a quick break here. Or not just a quick break, but a break. Stay with us, and we're back right after this.
Isn't it nice when your bank knows who you are? At Southern Heritage Bank, they're small enough to know your name, but large enough to take care of you. Pure and simple, they talk to you about your needs. Today's banking customers have a lot of different choices. Southern Heritage Bank customers enjoy first name service at its finest. Just ask anyone who knows. If you're ready for a new bank, give Southern Heritage Bank and first name service a try. Visit shbnet.com today. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Southern Heritage Bank is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
I am today's car buyer. I'm internet educated, double talk liberated. My credit is not suspect. My trade-in's not a reject. I don't need to negotiate, tolerate, or even hesitate. My goals are clear. I know what I want and what I want to pay. I refuse to be sidestepped, sidelined, or sideswiped by hidden charges and unexpected fees. I am today's car buyer, and I only deal with Walker. It's never been truer. When other dealers won't, Walker will.
Walker Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Whether you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is centrally located in the heart of Cheneyville. Davis One Stop offers a full-service grocery store with fresh meats and a local butcher for the absolute finest cuts. And if that's not enough, for your convenience, there's a cafe and a gift shop where the service is great, the people are friendly, and the store is always clean. Davis One Stop. Everything you need, every time you shop. Davis One Stop, Cheneyville, Louisiana, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
When it's your cancer, you can find hope at Christus Cabrini Cancer Center. We're working to cure your cancer by conducting groundbreaking research, providing the latest technology, and discovering new treatment options. Our world-class physicians, nurses, and spiritual caregivers help you navigate through your journey of care. We understand that you are more than your cancer. You can never give up. We never will. You can choose Christus Cabrini Cancer Center.
Cabrini Hospital is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Sylvia's Caring Companion serves 15 parishes throughout Central and South Louisiana, providing excellence in direct care service 24 hours per day, 7 days per week to individuals who are physically, mentally, and functionally impaired. Sylvia's services include long-term personal care service, supervised independent living, the now and past waiver services. Sylvia's Caring Companions Healthcare Services, People Care by Caring People, owned and operated by Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone Sylvia's at 318-346-2540 or 800-660-0488. Sylvia's, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Attention Alexandria and surrounding areas. Get Wired Satellites, powered by DirecTV, now has your locals in HD. That's right. Your locals are now available in stunning high definition.
Don't watch the game in standard definition like the other guy.
Step up to high definition with Get Wired Satellites. 767-2220. That's 767-2220. Get Wired Satellites in Alexandria off the traffic circle.
Get Wired Satellites is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Creating opportunities and leveling the playing field for all citizens are critical to ensuring Alexandria's social and economic sustainability. The City of Alexandria Diversity in Action program was created to assist small, emerging, and minority and women-owned businesses by providing the resources and the network they need to become competitive and successful. Diversity in Action works with MPE, WPE businesses, coordinating businesses with startup, coaching, and entrepreneurial assistance such as capacity building, providing access to capital, and more. If you are an MPE, WPE business, Diversity in Action can assist your business through the Close the Gap mentoring program, designed to bridge the gap between potential failure and success in the Small Emerging Businesses program. Diversity in Action is a free service working with businesses removing obstacles to success for anyone who is willing to work hard and diligently. Get started today. 318-449-5107. That's 318-449-5107. Or go to www.diversityinaction.org.
Diversity in Action is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Open your mind to a fresh new world of taste at McDonald's. Introducing the spectacular new Premium McWrap, a dazzling fusion of tender, crispy, or grilled chicken and fresh veggies, all wrapped up in three phenomenal flavors: chicken and bacon, chicken and ranch, and sweet chili chicken. It's an astonishing, tasty experience that will pull you in again and again. The irresistible Premium McWrap, a whole new way to love McDonald's. At participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Alexandria is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
I have a name. It's not occupant.
Or 38.
Nine.
I'm a person, not a number.
And sometimes...
I need to talk to someone who's listening to me.
There are 24 hours in my day. I want a company...
to be there when I need them.
At State Farm, we get to know you and know how you want to be treated. Like a real person with real concerns.
Finally! My kind of insurance company.
Your on-point Good Neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields, 318-487-1881 or 4304 South MacArthur Drive. Your on-point Good Neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf, 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie.
Hello, I am Lisa Harris, CEO of the YMCA of Central Louisiana, and I listen to On.
Welcome back, everybody, to On Point Talk, the official OPT network. This segment is sponsored by St. Francis Cabrini Women's and Children's Hospital, caring for our community with state-of-the-art technology. Y'all, don't forget about your mammograms, free mammograms. If you're 40 years old or older, you can phone Diane Kitts, 318-487-1122. She'll tell you how you can connect. Also, the Heart of Louisiana Credit Union, dedicated to excellence. Davis One Stop. If you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is centrally located. Also, Walker Automotive Group. When others won't, Walker will. Caring for our community and supporting this community since 1919. Sylvia's Caring Companions Healthcare Services. People care by caring people. Darlene St. Romain and her team can be reached in Bunkie at 318-346-2540 or in Opelousas at 337-942-9939. And you know, as we're talking about the ancestral continuum, let me spell it for you in case you want to go to her website. Of course, the, and then ancestral is A-N-C-E-S-T-R-A-L, continuum, C-O-N-T-I-N-U-U, two U's, M. And as I was reading the book, Unlock the Secrets of Who You Really Are, it gave me great pause about my own family history and about the history of those who went before. But more importantly, it made me think about all of the people who are trying to figure out why they are and who they are. And it all goes back to that family tree. It all goes back to history and connecting. And then there were even great moments in the book with, I know that I've had a couple friends that have struggled with infertility. It's all about our history. It's all about knowing who we are, finding that self-acceptance, unearthing those family secrets, those things that have been hidden for years and years and years, things that are painful, things that are good. You know, it's a culmination of so much, but learning to accept who you really are and why you are the way that you are. A great start to doing that is with the ancestral continuum. You know, and it's about continuing. And I looked up the word continuum because I thought, how unique is that? But it's really perpetual. It's continual. It goes on and on and on. And remembering that each of us will leave a legacy. And now you got to wonder, what kind of legacy will you leave for your children and your children's children? What will they say about who you are and what you contributed to this thing called society and the world? Were you able to unearth and birth those things that lie within? You guys are always so wonderful. We want to thank you so much for spending the very best part of your morning with us right here on, you know it, the official OPT network. The reason why we do it is because we love you. But God loves you even more than that. So don't forget, start with loving yourself. And remember, as Mahatma Gandhi says, be the change that you want to see. And remember, change starts with you and it starts with me.
For Deuce Christmas, for David Christmas, I'm Carlette Christmas. Have a great wind down Wednesday as you're winding the week down. Hey, guess what? God willing, we'll see you right back here on Thursday. Have a great day.